Got to bless. 2 Chronicles 20, the children of Israel faced fierce enemies. And the Bible says that they appointed singers to praise the beauty of holiness. In the midst of a battle, let me tell you what they did. They set the choir in front. They set the musicians. Because mercy.
Because
he's can do all things. Jehovah can do all things.
Oh yeah, he can do all things. Oh yeah, my God can do all things. Oh yeah, he can do all things. Oh yeah, my God can do all things. Oh yeah, he can do all things. Oh yeah, nothing is impossible.
God. Please listen to me. There's a way you can delight yourself in God and you catch his attention. Do you remember that king whose daughter danced before him, even though that was, you know, negative? Herod. He delighted him so much, he said, ask for anything. Remember that one of the secrets of David was he knew how to dance before God. He knew how to take himself away from being a king and humbling himself and dancing before God. Those of you who one of your requests is trusting God to be settled maritally, wherever you are, you will dance towards your device. You see, you will recreate your wedding reception the way you dance into. Hallelujah Challenge is a prophetic altar. It's a praise, prayer, and prophetic altar. So we do lots of prophetic actions. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. You have heard some of the testimonies. Before the end of 2022, God will begin the process of your marital settlement. Judges 21. Verse 23. Judges 21, 23. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number, of them that danced, whom they caught. And they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired the city, and dwelt in them. They took the wives from those who danced. I want you to dance before God today. Everything na double double,
na double double.
Somebody dance. As the band plays, just dance. Forgotten, but right now as you dance, there is divine remembrance for you.
Amen.
I said there is divine remembrance for you.
Amen.
In the next 24 hours, you will know that God has remembered you. Hey, dance it, dance it, dance it. 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 I hear a name, Paulina. Paulina, 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 Paulina. Paulina, Paulina. Hey, hey. Paulina, Paulina.
Paulina, Paulina.
God has remembered you.
Paulina, Paulina.
God has remembered you.
Paulina, Paulina.
God has lifted you up.
Paulina, Paulina.
You better put your own name there. Nathania, Nathania. God has remembered you. Nathania. God has favored you. Nathania. God has lifted you. God has promoted you. You are prophesying. Say, Nathania, Nathania. When your name is mentioned, say, what will speak for you? That interview you are going. Paulina, Paulina. God has remembered you. Somebody give him a shout of praise. If you are believing God for a baby, find something and stop it in your belly and prophetically act out your testimony. The same God that did it for hundreds of women on Hallelujah Challenge is here to remember you. Hey, you better carry one thing if you want one baby. If you put three things, you will have three babies. Hey! Hale, hale, hale. 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 Hale, hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. 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 Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Double, double, double. Double, double, double. Open your mouth and prophesy. Begin to name your children. 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 Begin to name them. The children are coming. I see them coming. Heaven, as you listen, they are running towards you. In the dream of the night, you will get a confirmation. In the name of Jesus. You are trusting God for the door of favor for employment. Dress like your new office. Dress like your new role. Dress like you are going to work. Find something. Find a suitcase. You are trusting God for a new business. Find a point of contact. Lay your hands on some money. Take your checkbook. For the Lord is here, standing by us as a mighty, terrible one. The one we have praised at midnight. He has shown up with favor. He has shown up with favor. He has shown up with favor. I say doors are opening. Lift up your head. Oh, ye gates. Doors of favor. Begin to open. 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 Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Doors of business. Doors of business. In the name of Jesus. Doors of influence. Doors of influence. Doors of hope. Doors of influence. Of promotion. Of promotion. We prophesy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open up. I say open up. Open up. Ancient doors. Standing before God's people. I command you open. I command you scatter. Begin to open. Let the righteous come in. Let the righteous come in. Let the righteous come in. I say begin to open. Let the righteous nation come inside. Doors of employment. Doors of employment. Of scholarship. Of education. Of influence. Of power. Of anointing. Of mystery. The favor is here. Begin to open. Doors of utterance. Doors of anointing. Of revelation. Of new dimension. Of new levels. In the name of Jesus. It's a day of favor. Your set time of favor has come. Your set time of favor. God shall arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her has come. The doors are open. In the name of Jesus, begin to open right now. Right now. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. Pack your bags. Pack your bags. The gates are open. Pack your bags. The documents are released. The name of Jesus. I said, pack your bags. Get ready. Get ready to walk inside. In the name of Jesus. Begin to open. At the sound of my voice. Begin to open. Doors of favor. Doors of favor. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Because.
Somebody is asking Pastor Nathaniel or Brother Nathaniel, this thing you are doing, I don't understand. Let me take you to the Bible. I'm a stickler for the word. If it's not in the word, I don't believe it. If it's not in the word, I won't do it. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let the people praise thee, O God. let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let me tell you something. I was watching the news with my father-in-law today. I saw a news about Ghana. That their currency, and for Ghanaians joining us tonight, God will visit your nation. I saw in the news, because of the way their currency is tumbling, they locked up their shops. People locked up their shops and went home. Now, in the UK, they are faced with the same thing. The pound is losing value. Don't even talk about my nation, Nigeria. America, gas prices are shooting up. War in Ukraine, everything is on the edge. What am I saying? If you don't have another source, and I mean spiritual source, in these last days, you will struggle to life. In these last days, you need the favor of God. You need a supernatural dimension to live life in these last days. And in our kingdom, one of the ways that we trigger that favor is what we are doing tonight. It's what we just did tonight intensely. Let me give you a moment to lift up your hands and thank him for the favor. I pray for someone here. May you not live life one day without God's favor. I know what I'm saying. I live with the favor of God. The favor of God is upon my life. I know the difference of living life with favor and living life without favor. I know it. I know it. I know it. And for God's people in these last days, as there is darkness across the world, as gross darkness covers the people, God is arising upon us with light. And we are rising and we are shining. Bless him. There is a release of unusual favor. Come on, thank him. Open your mouth, those of you here. Those of you in this place, thank him for favor. I know what the favor of God is. I know what it is for God to put favor on a man. Everything you do is blessed. Every song you sing is blessed. Every word you release is anointed. That's the favor of God. It's coming upon a businessman. It's coming next woman. Next woman. Of Nigeria and the nations of the earth. Nigeria, receive favor. Favor. Yield your increase. Yield your increase. Yield your increase. Yield. Say Nigeria, yield your increase. Say Nigeria, Africa, begin to yield your increase. Say my land, my destiny. Hear the word of the Lord. Begin to yield increase. Open your mouth and prophesy. He has not called the house of Jacob to serve and praise him in vain. America, yield increase. The Bible says of Jesus that Jesus increased in what? In wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. That is the Son of God. He needed favor. Declare by your life, say, I increase in wisdom. I increase in stature. I increase in favor before God and man. Open your mouth and speak. Speak over your children. David, you increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. Zoe, you increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. I speak it forth in this anointing.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We're going to pray. Father, we, as we have spoken in your ear, so shall it be. As we have praised you and provoked your favor, give your people an evidence of your preferential treatment, of your favor. I pray for those especially who have labored for years. These are believers, Christians, the new creation, but living like people who never had the promise. Let today be the day of their turnaround, spiritually and otherwise, in every area of their lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Now we're going to pray that fire prayer again, the one against fire. You see, I told you I saw a vision. Today my wife sent me something from BBC Pidgin. Babe, was that a new video? Was that old or new video today? She sent me fire on Lagos Ibadan Express with tankers exploding. It happened today. And burnt, you know. So we're going to pray. Now, sometimes you see stuff and you pray it and it advances it. Sometimes it's for your information, but sometimes it's because you need to push a bit more. The devil wants to destroy people through fire. Interestingly, we saw people confirm that we're going to come against catastrophic fire outbreaks. That first and foremost, in our homes and in our spaces, you will not experience destructive fire. Say in the name of Jesus, we declare over our lives and homes, our spaces, and in our environment, we shall not experience destructive fire. In the name of Jesus, say we release angels to intervene and intercept where and when necessary. Please open your mouth and pray. And his mercy is silent, because he's good. And his mercy is silent, because so good, and his mercy shall. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I know we hear about the end of the year, all of the myths or whether facts or so about the end of the year, Ember month. You know, sometimes it's exaggerated, but the truth is, at the end of the year, from statistics, there seem to be a surge in mishap, road accidents, mysterious deaths, and all of that stuff. But you are going to use your mouth and secure the rest of this year. Amen. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord not think so. You are redeemed though, but you still have to say so. You have to say it. You have to be the one to say it. Remember, church, in the Oasis, when we talked about the blood of Jesus and we spoke about applying the blood, remember that in the Old Covenant, they took hyssop, dipped it in a basin of blood and struck the lintels and the side post and the lintel. Amen. And that when the spirit of death comes over, he will pass over when he sees that. Amen. Now, if there was somebody who was an intellectual who decided, you know what, there's no need to sprinkle blood, he would just finish. Amen. Oh yes. What's the parallel in the new covenant? Covenant. Your mouth is your hyssop. Amen. So you, the Bible says, the power of death and life is in the tongue. Hallelujah. So you are going to pray and seal your days in the rest of this year. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by reason of the blood of Jesus, I declare no evil, no plague, no mishap shall rest upon me, my family, my loved ones, and those I represent. Say, this year shall not see my end. Say, I shall see the end of 2022. Open your mouth and decree, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Please don't be too sophisticated tonight. Open your mouth. A man's belly shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that by reason of the shed blood, the blood of sprinkling, that blood that exempts, I place a mark on my life, on my home, on my wife, on my children, on our church, the Oasis, on my music family, the Love Song, my nuclear and extended family, and on everyone present tonight on Hallelujah Challenge, that I draw a bloodline around you, that the enemy shall not exact upon you, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict you, that by reason of the shed blood of the Lamb, the blood of sprinkling, you are exempt from untimely death. This year shall not see your end. You shall see the end of this year. As we have spoken in the ears of God, so shall it be. Somebody keep praying. Keep praying.
bala salame. Oda basala bakorebe. Ya dala salame. Ya rababa ya la baba. Ya korebele sana bakore ala sa. Ya rababa yolos. Ya rabasala. Hebele sana maina. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I think something just tripped, so please stay where you are. I was going to share a word that came into my spirit and it went off. So I know this word is for someone. I heard somebody's name, Ayomide. I declare that over Ayomide's life, that the appointment you have with death is canceled. That devil that didn't want me to share this word. The Bible says he disappoints the devices of the crafty and their hands cannot and shall not perform their enterprise. As soon as I heard that name, Ayomide, I was about to turn everything tripped off. The appointment you have with untimely death and mishap is canceled. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank God. So sorry about some of the trip-offs. So what we're experiencing, we bought some new equipment, lights and stuff. So we realized that, the meter or something is not carrying, so it keeps tripping. And so when it trips off the equipment. So tomorrow we're reinforcing that. So it's a good problem because we're increasing. So we have to increase our capacity. Amen. Say thank God for good problems. But we must build capacity. So it's not the devil now. It's because we didn't plan well. Amen. So we are not binding any devil. So tomorrow we'll get a bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray Isaiah 61:7. Sound is back. I see people on YouTube saying, sound please, is it back? Check for me that YouTube is back before I continue. I keep seeing no audio. Is your YouTube back? I've checked it. Hallelujah. Put Isaiah 61 verse 7. Was tonight special? From time to time, these things happen, but we've actually prepared very well. We've tried much more than we've ever tried, but we'll keep trying because once the stakes are higher, anything can become an instrument to distract. I keep seeing people on YouTube saying no sound. Is latency? Yeah, sure. Okay, because I want to say something and I don't want them to miss out. So let's pray Isaiah 61:7 and then we'll pray DPR. Somebody called me to say, oh, you prayed DPR yesterday and the Prime Minister of Britain. I said, I don't know if that one is DPR that caused it. That one is the UK people's shoes. Amen. But there's something interesting about UK this year. Isn't it interesting that this is the same year we went for Thy Kingdom Come? It's the same year the Queen died. It's the same way they've changed prime ministers up and down. But there's something happening in the realm of the spirit. God is shaking that nation so that the desire of UK shall come for him. Amen. Say, Father, visit the UK in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray Isaiah 61 verse 7. Put the scripture for me. It's not coming up. But Shebi said you put that TV here. You came to carry the TV in my house. You didn't put it. Well done. Should have left my TV. Exactly now. I came to carry it. Amen. Okay, read for me Isaiah 61. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You possess a double portion of prosperity in your land.
and everlasting joy will be yours. Say, Father, for every delay, for every shame, for every pain, for every disappointment, I receive double honor, double honor, double honor. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we receive this word. We receive this word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, very quickly, before we close with see what the Lord has done, please get your journals. Hope you are writing in your journals. There's too many testimonies that people share about writing their expectations and seeing them come to pass. So, write it by faith. Some of you who are Hallelujah Challenge regulars, you probably have a book dedicated to you. So you don't have to get new books every time. Amen. But before we do see what the Lord has done and blow the trumpet, we never close without this very and one of the most important things at the Hallelujah Challenge. It is the opening of prison doors to those who are in bondage of sin. Those who have not made Jesus their Lord and Savior. Those who are still hell bound by the power and forces of darkness. The good news today is that Jesus is the escape. Jesus came that He might set the captives free. He's called the Day Spring from on high. All you need to do is believe in Him and confess that He is Lord, that He came, He died and rose again, and that He is the Son of God. And on the authority of God's precious holy word, you will be saved. So please, put your right hand as the point of contact on your chest, the right part of it, the left part where your heart is, and say this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to the earth, you died, and you rose again. Thank you. I acknowledge I am a sinner in need of help. Save me with your precious blood. Wash me, cleanse me, and break the power of sin. Come into my heart and be my Savior and my Lord. Right now, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. And I declare that I am born again. I am brand new. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. And Father, for everyone who has said that prayer, we declare them saved to the uttermost. The devil shall not pluck these ones out anymore. They belong to Jesus. They belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. Satan has no right. Satan has no share in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Congratulations to every mighty name. Can we raise prayer? Oh, I was going to read Psalm 90.